coverage supplemental insurance, so you'll pay as low as $0 out of pocket, which is the same as mail order. Pick up the medications you rely on and save on all major brands like Contour Next and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Thursday night football features a battle of division leaders this week as the Tennessee Titans take on the Pittsburgh Steelers at Heinz Field. There's another battle in the NFL, this time off the field, as the dust-up between the league commissioner and franchise owner Jerry Jones continues.
The compensation committee of six NFL owners negotiating Commissioner Roger Goodell's contract extension sent a letter to Jerry Jones' attorney accusing the Cowboys owner of conduct detrimental to the league's best interest over Jones' objection to the extension. The letter accuses sabotage in the negotiations after Jones's threat to sue the NFL, despite being one of 32 owners to vote in May to allow the committee to finalize a deal with Goodell. Jones has denied that his objections to the extension are tied to Goodell's decision to suspend star running back Ezekiel Elliott for six games over alleged domestic violence. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Claire Schmidt, vice president of 21st Century Fox, is stepping down to launch a website to help employees anonymously report harassment. I'm John Trout.
Sarah, can you step in here a moment?
Sure.
So, big news?
Oh?
You're being promoted to regional sales manager.
That's great to hear, Alan. Thank you.
Dr. Corporate, approve memo.
Tens of millions of songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. For a limited time only, sign up today and receive 3 months for 99 cents at amazon.com/musicunlimited. Automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Sarah, you can leave now.
Okay.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
It's time now for Sports Chat with Sarge and Scott on KINX 102.7.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us right here on KNX 102.7 FM. Now 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We appreciate the fact you are with us here for Sports Chat, brought to you by ProBuild in Great Falls. From start to finish, ProBuild has it. And, of course, the Sting here in Great Falls, where they have the original tailgate party coming up this weekend. As we talk, of course, the Bobcats and the Grizzlies getting ready to square off. Of course, Scott Mantz with the Great Falls Tribune joins me. And, Scott, we are very pleased to have your mom here with us. Phyllis is in town, and so we get to meet her for the first time.
Well, good morning, Sarge. Thank you. Yeah, you know, we like to get special people as guests on our show, and there's nobody more special than my mom all the way from Minnesota.
Yeah, came in from Minnesota to just come and, you know, she can listen to it on the radio and the internet.
Well,
know?
She does. She does.
She wants the live shot, though. So, Phyllis, welcome to Montana. It's good to see you here. And, of course, we're going to talk a lot of sports. One of the things coming up this weekend is we'll wrap up high school football in the state of Montana. AA, A, B, and C, and six-player football all getting concluded. The big news, I guess, Scott, in my mind, is Shelby is in a championship again since 1988. They're going to make a run for the gold here.
Well, the Coyotes, you know, of Coach Mike White are in Eureka on Saturday afternoon, and you're right, Sarge. It has been 1988 since Shelby won a state championship. They defeated Shoto that year 19-14, a Shoto team that was led by Matt Crea, who we all know, the former Great Falls High coach. And Shelby that year had Kurt Schilling, the great linebacker and running back, who went on to play with David Dickinson over at the University of Montana with the Grizzlies. But Shelby has always been a contender, especially in basketball, but they've always been very strong in all the sports, and this year they're back in the state championship game. They also played in the state title game in 1984, got beat by Roundup, so they finished second that year, but those are the only two times Shelby's been in that state championship game. And Eureka, of of course, won last year.
Yeah.
And so Eureka is looking to defend its title. They're led by a great quarterback, Garrett Graves, who's already committed to the University of Montana.
You take a look at how Shelby got to the championship, and they win by 3 over Big Fork. Then they win by 3 over Whitehall-Harris. And then last week they have to come from behind again, 28-27 over Loyola Sacred Heart. And so do you expect a low-scoring game here with Eureka? Eureka got a big win over Fairfield, one of the best teams here in the North, of course, 31-6 there. So you kind of wonder, obviously going in, you got to think that Lincoln County is the odds-on favorite, but it is a championship, and Shelby continues just to somehow find a way to win.
Well, Eureka's victory over previously undefeated Fairfield team last week certainly was significant. However, I wouldn't say that that margin of victory, I think it was 35-6, something like that, was really indicative that Eureka's that much better than Fairfield. I talked to some of the Fairfield folks this week. They were disappointed because their secondary, which has been strong all year, gave up 3 long passing plays for scores. And he said before they knew it, they were down 21-6. And then Fairfield just didn't get any breaks over there. Now, Shelby also has a very strong defense. Fairfield beat Shelby earlier this year only 13-10. I think that both of these teams have very good quarterback play. Aaron White, who's Coach Mike White's son, has played through injury this year. He's a fine athlete in both football and basketball. He's a senior. I'm sure they're going to be ready to go. It's really hard to say if it's going to be very high scoring. I think both clubs have got talent on offense, which could make it high scoring. But I like Shelby's defense. I'll tell you what, Eureka is the defending champ. They're the team probably coming off the most emotional victory with that victory over last week over a previously unbeaten Fairfield team. But I do not discount Shelby's chances one bit, and I would not be surprised if the Coyotes win this game.
They have a great chance of doing that, and the score was 31-6 last week. Let's back up and jump into the six-player football because Bridger and Westby Gonora, they will square off Saturday at 1 o'clock. White Sulphur loses to, of course, Bridger 64-36 in that one. And then Valier, who was undefeated on the season, they lost 59-19. And so that's the matchup we get. They will be in Bridger, and probably a little better weather there than will be in Eureka. And I don't know if the weather will come into play, but both of these two squads, they can rack up some points in a hurry.
Well, Sarge, you know, with six-man football, you really don't know the strength of some of the teams that are not right in our Golden Triangle area. And Westby, Granora, for heaven's sake, you know, Westby is almost in North Dakota. Granora is in North Dakota. So we've got a co-op there between North Dakota and Montana kids playing for a Montana state championship. Westby, Granora certainly has had good basketball teams the last few years. And I understand that they're very, very talented. They whacked a very good Fairfield team Valier team last week that was surprising to me. Of course, you don't know very much about Bridger either. You know what's interesting to me, though, Sarge, let's talk a little bit about AA, because we've got Helena High going to Billings Senior tomorrow night in Billings. Helena High, the Bengals of Coach Tony Arntzen, the former CMR star, have never won a state championship. Can you believe that, Sarge?
I can, but they have been close.
Helena High has never won a state title, one of the oldest schools, of course, in our state. The Bengals under Coach Arntzen have finished second 3 times, 98, 2001, 2010. And now they're in the finals against defending state champion Billings Senior, which, by the way, has won 25 in a row dating back to a couple of years.
Yeah, number one taking on number three in that in AA. And, of course, in the A, you'll have the matchup, of course, with Columbia Falls and Hamilton. That will be in Columbia Falls, which I'll have a chance to be there and travel through Columbia Falls Friday night. And then as we talk about with this six-player football, eight-player is Drummond, of course. They've had a great tradition in football. They'll take on Forsyth and all these games at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And I would give a plug that you can catch all the action on the Montana High School Association's website. They'll have the video stream for all these championship games, so it should be
right.
Exciting. So.
That six-man game, Sarge, is Flint Creek, and that's the pairing between Drummond and Phillipsburg. Phillipsburg's never won a title. Drummond won in 2009 and has been a contender for a long time. That championship game is in Phillipsburg. And then in the A, you mentioned Columbia Falls is home against Hamilton. Hamilton's won a couple of titles. They won in 94-98. But Columbia Falls, which was a runner-up last year to Dillon, They've never won a state championship. So there's a lot of very intriguing storylines with these state championship football games this weekend.
Should be a lot of fun. And, of course, there's a football game coming up in Bozeman, Montana that has been happening for about 117 years. We're going to talk about that coming up in just a little bit. We've got the guy that is in the know here. He has probably seen more sporting activities than Scott and I put together. Bill Salonen will join us in just a moment right here on KNX 102.7 FM. It's Sports Chat brought to you by ProBuild in Great Falls. From start to finish, ProBuild has it. And the Sting Sports Bar and Casino here, they have the original tailgate party coming up this weekend.
Are you ready for some football?
The Montana Battle is here. Cancer Grizz fans, you are invited to attend the original 17th annual tailgate party at the Sting Sports Bar in Great Falls. This original party will have beer, burgers, and brats. The fun will start at 10 o'clock, and the proceeds will help out. Will be donated in memory of Kenny Z to the Great Falls Clinic Legacy Foundation. Come, join the fun. Cat Grizz original tailgate party is happening Saturday, November 18th at the Sting Sports Bar in Great Falls. Summer is fastly coming to an end, and fall and old man winter are just around the corner. Are you ready? Time is now to stop into ProBuild in Great Falls for all your preparational needs. Insulation to a fresh coat of paint, you can get it all at ProBuild. And as you may know, ProBuild is the nation's largest supplier of building materials for home, buildings, professional, and contract building. Building products, supplies, tools, and more. ProBuild of Great Falls. From start to finish, ProBuild has it.
Don't bounce from store to store and jumble all your turkey dinner. Get everything you need under one roof at Western Ranch Supplies Black Friday Sale. We have gifts for the Mr., Mrs., children, and of course the four-legged family members. We have spectacular sales on clothing, muck boots, tack, and stocking stuffers. If that isn't enough to satisfy your holiday shopping spree, we're taking an additional 30% off the lowest marked price on all clearance items. Our hours are 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. Don't miss out on these once-a-year deals at your Western Ranch Supply, 4000 River Drive North.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us right here on KNX 102.7 FM. Now 14 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock as we continue with Sports Chat brought to you by The Sting as well as, of course, ProBuild here in Great Falls. Yes. Scott Manch, Jim Sargent bringing you the action. Scott Manch, of course, with the Great Falls Tribune, a columnist there and always following sports. And, Scott, we have had a chance to not only interview this guy, we've had a chance to watch him at sporting events, watch him grow up and play. He had played for the Bobcats. He's got kids that have played for the Grizzlies, kids that have been in the NFL. This guy has been around for a while.
Well, he has, Sarge. We're pleased to have Bill Salonen this morning in studio with us. Bill, good morning, and thank you for coming.
Good morning, guys.
And, Sarge, you're exactly right. If anybody knows the Bobcat-Grizzly rivalry better than Bill, I don't know who it would be. And of course, Bill, you're a Butte High boy and grew up starring for the Butte Bulldogs. And tell me the story now. You were originally headed to Montana not to play football, but to play football and basketball, right?
Well, in a nutshell, Scott, when I was a senior, finishing my senior year at Butte High, Jiggs Dahlberg offered me a scholarship at the University of Montana if I would play both football and basketball. And, of course, there was a reason I did not want to continue playing football after my brother's death in a football game just a few months prior. So Brick Breeden offered me a full ride down to Bozeman. A full ride in those days wasn't much, but that's where I attended school and never looked back.
Your older brother was Wesley and was playing for Montana Tech, terrible tragedy, and your mother, I'm sure your mother wanted you to be a little bit closer to home, or what was the story there going
to
Bozeman?
You know, during that time, it was just a decision that I made, and my folks were pleased with that, and I'm sure my mother was extremely pleased that I wasn't going to play football anymore.
Well, of course, Bill's in the Bobcat Hall of Fame for basketball. He had a four-year career during which he played from 1952 to 1956, 120 games, Bill. That was a school record, probably still is a school record.
That's correct.
Never were injured, never missed a game?
No, I played in every game from my freshman through my senior year.
And at that time, he was a rugged player, scored 1,367 points in his career, which was fourth all-time, and averaged in double digits pretty much throughout that time, had 357 career free throw three free throws, Bill. I guess you were mixing it up and getting to the free throw line a few times.
Well, I had one advantage, it seems, that I was a great rebounder, and I had the ability, kind of a sixth sense, if you will, to know or follow the ball to the rim and position myself for boards. And not bragging about it, but I just was fortunate that I was able to snare a lot of rebounds during the course of the games.
What do you remember about that Bobcat-Grizzly football rivalry in those days, Bill? Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of the times those games were played at Naranji Field right there in Butte.
That's true. When I was growing up in Butte, I can remember sneaking into the stadium or trying to sneak in to watch the game because we couldn't afford to pay the price. Yes, that's true, Scott. They were many years until they discontinued the practice and then started playing back in Missoula and Bozeman.
In the early 50s, the Grizzlies were dominant.
You know, my memory is a little foggy about the games at that time, but I think the Bobcats were obviously trying to build a program and going through a building procedure, and the Grizzlies were dominating, you know, to an extent during that period of time.
The Grizzlies won eight straight from 1948 through 55, and then the Cats won four in a row. Probably your senior year in college in 56, the Cats won. That was the first of four straight victories for them. And
well, I can certainly remember the games at Gatton Field, long before the facilities that both schools have now. You know, it was not much of a football venue, but, you know, everybody was faced with those kinds of conditions and facilities at that time. But it was always a packed house and a good rivalry.
Bill, was basketball your favorite sport or football, or was it really hard for you not to play football anymore?
No, it's no question about that. I just love the game of basketball. I still do today, and I just am a basketball junkie, I guess you might say. So it's by far my favorite.
Now, I know, too, that your teaching career took you to Glasgow, and you were an assistant coach up there, I think, with Mr. Darrell Hewitt, is that right, who had played for the Cats?
That's right. When I came out of the service in 1960, that was my first teaching and coaching position was at Glasgow. I was the head basketball coach, not very successful. We did take my third year up there, I guess, in the state. But I was assistant in both football and then helped Dan Friend with the track program also.
Former executive director of the Montana High School Association, Dan Friend.
That's right.
And how did you get to Great Falls? When was that?
Well, I actually came in the back door on that, and that was the year that CMR was about to open. And Dan Friend had applied for the head track job at CMR but didn't get it, and they offered him a position at West Junior High School. And Dan said that he wasn't interested in that. He came back to Glasgow, and he said, Bill, I'm not trying to get rid of you, but there's an opportunity maybe in Great Falls you might be interested in. So I followed it up, and to make a long story short, was successful and became what we called at that time an athletic director at West Junior High School and began teaching there also.
You know, Sarge, when Bill was inducted into the Montana State, the Bobcat Hall of Fame in 2003, he was recognized by some of his coaches at that time. And one of the guys who was quoted was Tom Perrick, who actually presented Bill. And Tom was a longtime Bobcat coach and administrator down there. And Tom said about Bill, he was a gritty physical player, even though he's only 6'3". He was very effective, a strong guy, and could really shoot the jump shot. And I'm kind of glad, Sarge, that I'm a little bit younger, and I never had to run up against this guy in the City League.
I'm sure that you remember a lot of those games, though, don't you, Bill?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah. Talk about some of those games that you remember, some that kind of stick out with basketball to start with.
Oh, boy. You know, it was just a great four-year span at Montana State. We played, you know, in the Rocky Mountain Conference at that time, which included the likes of Idaho State, Colorado School of Mines, Western State, and Gunnison, Colorado. Obviously, we played the Grizzlies. We actually played the Grizzlies at that time, during my 4 years, we played them four times during the year. They would come over for a doubleheader, and we'd go to Missoula for a doubleheader. So we really knocked heads, and we didn't have a winning record against the university, but I would like to think that we gave them all that we had. And there was some interesting times. I got ejected over there at Missoula one time, and I didn't want to embarrass my parents who were in the stands, but I think I did embarrass them.
I know exactly what you mean, Bill. I know exactly what you mean.
Yes, and so you remember some of those things, but Ed Anderson was one of the ball players, and Shelby Boy, whose name has escaped me right now, played for the Grizzlies. Good ball player, big guy, 6'3", 6'4". But we had some great contests back and forth.
Wasn't Dr. Rock that? He played a lot later than that.
Yes, Rock was later.
He was later, and he was a great basketball player.
Oh, boy, was he.
Up there, yeah. You have seen a lot of basketball, haven't you, in your day? Is there players that stick out in your mind that you recall, and you maybe see him as a high school player and say, oh, this kid's going to make it in the next level, be it Frontier or in the Big Sky? Side and Sticker obviously is one that's easy to think of. So
there's just been so many good basketball players in the state. I can remember watching when I was coaching at Glasgow, Great Falls High came to Glasgow to play, and they had the big guys, and I mean they were tough.
Jack Gillespie, and Tom
that's
Storm.
That's exactly right. And so you remember those types. And then in recent years here at Great Falls High, just watching Bobby Howard these last 4 years, watching his older brother.
Brendan. Brendan.
Oh, right. My goodness sakes, there's been some real competitors out on the court. And so it's been a real pleasure watching him.
Bill, I didn't get a chance to see Wayne Estes ever play. And Tom Storm and Jack Gillespie have told me about him. Did you get a chance to see Wayne, and do you think he maybe was the best all-time high school player out of Montana?
I was real young at that time, and I may have seen him play at Butte, but I can't really comment on that, Scott. But, just from his statistics, just from what he accomplished in the years before his untimely death, goodness sakes, he just was one of the best. There's no question about that.
And of course, you've had three sons here at Great Falls. Bill Salonen Jr., longtime principal administrator here in town, and then Brian, who one of the greatest football players ever at Great Falls High, and your son Brad, who I think one of the best basketball players I've ever seen here in Great Falls, and they both played college football. Tell us what those boys are doing right now, Bill.
Well, Bill, son Bill, our oldest son, is now, after he left the school district, he is the administrator for the Great Falls Rescue Mission and for the Family Living Center. And then Brian is in the insurance business in Missoula. And Brad, of course, is in the insurance business up in Kalispell. And, all three boys have just been very successful, have wonderful marriages, and each of them have two children. And so in the process now, of course, watching Brad's girl, Taylor, who's a sophomore at Carroll College, playing basketball, really enjoyed getting the opportunity to watch her.
Of course, Brad married Chris Schmidt, who, if she's not the greatest female athlete in Great Falls history, she's on the list.
She obviously is. That's very true. She was the fastest thing on 2 feet there for a few years in Montana.
Well, when Brian was playing football, he was an All-American in 1983 for the Grizzlies and went on to play for the Dallas Cowboys, which, that's too bad for somebody like me who's never really cared for the Cowboys. But
it's
still.
Good with me, though. I liked it. So
that's right.
But then when Brad came along, I thought he should have played college basketball, and he played football. What do you remember of those conversations when he was in high school?
I agree with you, Scott. I was hoping he would go in the direction of basketball because he was just that type of player that he was very unselfish. He ran the show. He'd rather get the assists and watch his teammates score than he himself be a big scorer. And he just had a basketball mind where he could anticipate with such precision, really. I'm with you. I wish he would have pursued the basketball. They didn't finish that state tournament in Missoula that year. Ended up being beat by Butte in the final, in the championship game. I think that level of play during that particular game or those games at the state tournament might have hurt his chances to get some basketball interest, but he opted for football, and of course Montana State recruited him and the Grizzlies, but he opted to follow his brother over to Missoula.
I was over there that day, Bill, and the doggone it, Butte High scores the upset over Great Falls High. Brad Salonen was this 6'2", strong point guard, and he had quickness, he had strength, he could run the floor, and he was, as his father just indicated, very unselfish. He reminded me a little bit of Oscar Robertson. You know, that's a stretch, but I grew up kind of watching Oscar the Big O play for the Milwaukee Bucks when I was a kid, and he was a strong, tough point guard. You know that game, Bill?
Yes.
When Butte defeated the Bison, Sarge, get a load of this. It was St. Patrick's Day in Missoula. All those Irish folks from Butte, I mean, what chance did the poor Bison have, Bill? Yeah.
Well, go back, 1 week previous, the Bison had beat Butte in the divisional, in the tournament. And so you probably look that the Bison are going to handle the Bulldogs, for a second time, but it just didn't materialize.
Yeah. The football game, let's talk about that a little bit this weekend. What are your memories there of the Cat Grizz game? I mean, obviously it's been around for a long time, and you've followed a lot of these kids, haven't you?
Oh, boy. I don't know how many games I've watched, but it's it's been a great number, and all of them. It's been enjoyable to watch the level of play between the two teams, the competition, the fans. The interest in the game, it's just monumental. And so as far as Bill Salonen is concerned, it's just been an honor to be able to follow those teams throughout the years and to watch the different ball players. Boy, there have been some dandies, some great play, some super upsets, you might say, at times. But the level of play is just unbelievable right now. It really is.
Is the greatest player that you remember coming out of Montana Dave Dickinson?
Dave Dickinson would be number one, number two, number three, whoever you're talking to. I don't think three. I'd say one or two, depending on who you're talking to, Sarge.
Yeah. Is he always the one that always kind of comes to the forefront, I think, and is still involved in football north of the border, of course.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, it's interesting. What do you tell folks outside of, say, Montana when they ask you about this Brawl of the Wild and the Cat Grizz game?
Well, it's it's something that's been going on for so long, and the interest is so high, you can't help but get enthusiastic about the game and the two teams involved. And one team may be favored, and look out, because this game is no points involved. It's a 0-0 contest at game time, and you just get glued into your seat, get ready for some good football, because usually that's the product. Now, there obviously have been some games that have been blowouts by both teams, but for the most part, pretty solid football.
It's the Montana Super Bowl, isn't it?
The last 10 ball games, 8 times the visiting team has won.
Correct.
And the University of Montana, of course, holds the overall lead in the series 73-38. There have been 5 ties. The first game was in 1897. Of course, the Grizzlies had that 16-game winning streak, Sarge, from 86 through 2000. And last year, Montana State won over in Missoula 24-17. What do you think? Who's going to win on Saturday, Bill?
I look for a good ball game. I really, I think I favor the Cats in the contest. They've got just a superb running game in my estimation. Quarterback, great runner, maybe not the greatest passer at this stage of his career, but boy, he handles that offense real well. I favor the Cats' home field advantage. Not by many points, but I do think that the Bobcats are probably going to be in the driver's seat this week, much to the disappointment of the Grizzly fans.
Including your sons, Brian and Brad. I bet you didn't.
Yeah, you know, they still have a great interest in the game, not as probably as keen as when they were playing. And when Brad was doing the radio shows afterwards, you know, when after he finished up, boy, they had a great team and just followed the ball club all over the country, you know, and so it should be a good ball game, and I'm sure a lot of people are looking forward to it.
Brad was very well spoken. I'm shocked to get out of this great business, Sarge.
They really did a great job.
Yeah.
There are a lot of compliments to those guys about their coverage of the games.
Yeah, it's very good. What do you think of the Great Divide Trophy? It came in 2001, and at the end of everything, I guess it'll end up staying at one of the schools. I think when do they wrap it up at the, I can't remember, what, the 2006? I'm not sure. There's a time that it's actually going to be done. At the end of the 21st century, they say whatever team has the most wins gets to keep it. But what do you think? Does that add anything to it? It gives you something to fight for, I guess.
Well, I think it adds to the pageantry of the rivalry. The trophy's great. I'll tell you one thing I don't really care for, Sarge, is the Brawl of the Wild. That was a nickname kind of invented by the Missoulian newspaper a few decades ago. To me, you know, I've been watching the rivalry since 83, not quite as long as Mr. Salonen here, but it's the Bobcat-Grizzly game, Cat-Grizz. It just is easier to say. It's not. You don't favor the Cats. That's not why you say it first. It's just the Cat-Grizz game. Bill, when you were growing up, what did you guys call it?
Well, it was basically the same, Scott. You know, and someone mentioned to me yesterday morning at coffee that make note that it's not the Brawl of the Wild. It's it's the Bobcats against the Grizzlies or the Grizzlies against the Bobcats.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's one of those things. But people put monikers on everything nowadays, so how are we going to win?
It's very deep in tradition, no question about it.
So, is it ever?
And obviously a lot of things have changed. I mean, you know, as you kind of, even since I'm kind of like you, I remember the Kimball boys, Doug got recruited. He was a Grizzly fan all through high school, everything. The Kimballs were all Grizzly fans. The Bobcats recruited them. They had to sell everything and buy Bobcat gear. And
Of
course, Doug was, and he may still be leading the interception record over there in, of course, Bozeman and stuff. And so that's kind of when we started really following was the, you know, mid-'80s, early 80s and stuff, and been a Bobcat fan ever since. So.
Sarge, what do you think on the game? I kind of disagree a little bit with Bill. I think, you know, he said the Bobcat, or you might favor the Cats a little bit because of their running game. I really think the Grizzlies, with their quarterback, their freshman quarterback, and has been playing very, very, very well this season, shown tremendous amount of poise. I think the Grizzlies have got more playmakers with Jerry Louis McGee and some of their running backs and receivers, and I don't know if the Bobcats can score enough points to win this one.
See, and I would take the Bobcats, obviously, because I'm a Bobcat fan, but I just think being at home, I don't know the young quarterback will be able to handle that. We don't have the, I guess, atmosphere that you do in Missoula. There's not that real loud stadium type, but yet I think it's going to be enough to shake things up. I think defensively the Bobcats are playing well, and I think they're going to put a lot of pressure on the quarterbacks. So.
Grizzlies have an awful lot to play for. They're the only team that has a chance to go to the postseason here with a victory. The Cats have no chance. I think Montana gets in the playoffs with a win. And I wrote a little bit about it today, that the last time that we didn't have any teams from Montana, either the Frontier Conference or the Cats and the Grizz in the playoffs, was 1991.
No.
That's a long time.
Long time ago.
The Frontier Conference this year is over with. Only their champion, Southern Oregon, is still playing. If the Cats beat the Grizz and both teams end up not being in the playoffs, we won't have anybody to follow that weekend after Thanksgiving. I don't know. I'm going to say I'm going to favor the Grizzlies in this one.
That surprised me. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. So, Bill, thank you so much for coming in. We could sit here and talk about sports all day long with you. You have not only coached, you've played, and, of course, you've officiated games, and you've yelled at me from time to time, and so I appreciate that. So,
well, I can't thank you guys enough and for the opportunity to come in here and spend some time with you and visit about the Cats and the Grizz. There's no question about that. So my thanks to you guys and a great job.
And don't let those guys at McDonald's and that coffee crew give you any razzing either.
I'll tell you what, I'll take heat tomorrow morning.
Yes, you will. Thank you. Bill Salonen, our special guest this morning, of course, tremendous guy. He has been around sports for a long time and really knows what he's talking about. We've got another guy that is in the middle of coaching, of course, right now that is going on, and we'll talk to him in just a little bit. As Coach Bill Himmelberg will join us coming up in just a moment, it's Sports Chat right here on KNX 102.7 FM, brought to you by The Sting and ProBuild. Summer is fastly coming to an end, and fall and old man winter are just around the corner. Are you ready? Time is now to stop into ProBuild in Great Falls for all your preparational needs. Insulation to a fresh coat of paint, you can get it all at ProBuild. And as you may know, ProBuild is the nation's largest supplier of building materials for home, buildings, professional, and contract building. Building products, supplies, tools, and more. ProBuild of Great Falls. From start to finish, ProBuild has it.
For some football!
The Montana Battle is here. Cats and Grizz fans, you're invited to attend the original 17th annual tailgate party at the Sting Sports Bar in Great Falls. This original party will have beer, burgers, and brats. The fun will start at 10 o'clock, and the proceeds will help out. Will be donated in memory of Kenny Z to the Great Falls Clinic Legacy Foundation. Come, join the fun. Cat Grizz original tailgate party is happening Saturday, November 18th at the Sting Sports Bar in Great Falls.
Last chance, act now. Rogers Jewelers is closing its doors forever and has prices like you've never seen before. Rogers Jewelers has a 3-stone Yogo Sapphire heart pendant, was $699, now only $299. Rogers Jewelers has birthstones 70% off and diamonds 60% off. These are the last days where Yogo Sapphire earrings start at $19.99. Want something different? Rogers Jewelers has it. The whole store from wall to wall is on sale. Rogers Jewelers would like to say thank you to all their customers and asks you to stop by and say goodbye.
When your home is looking for some TLC, the place to go is Teton Lumber Company in Shoto on Highway 89. Teton Lumber Company provides free estimates and offers do-it-yourself products for home or ranch. It's time to think about winter items you may need, like snow shovels, snow fence, heaters, wood stoves, Valspar paint, and Cabot stain. They also rent tools, equipment, and portable toilets. Give your home that TLC touch with Teton Lumber Company. Every home needs a little TLC with Teton Lumber Company. They deliver, too.
I've been shooting since I was young. It's something I enjoy, and it's something my father and I used to do. There was a time I was going through some things. I wasn't feeling like myself, and my friend noticed and asked me if he could hold on to my guns temporarily. At first, I was a little shocked, but I agreed. I think he saved my life that day.
If a loved one is depressed, ask to temporarily store guns away from home. Need help? Text MT to 741-741 or call 800-273-TALK. Sponsored by DPHHS and aired by the NBA.
Good morning from KNX 102.7 FM. Sarge, along with my buddy Scott Mantz with the Great Falls Tribune, bringing you Sports Chat. Want to say thank you to the Sting, as they will be there. Of course, a big tailgate party going on this weekend. They are the original. They'll have beer, burgers, and brides. Always a good time there at the Sting Family Restaurant. And, of course, brought to you by ProBuild in Great Falls. From start to finish, ProBuild has it. We have a chance to run up and catch up with the coach that, of course, here at the University of Providence, Bill Himmelberg, joined us. Bill, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about last night's game, Bill. Obviously, you go down to Bozeman. You guys are undefeated on the season. And you go down there, and quite honestly, as I watched the game develop, everything kind of went right as far as your game plan, other than the fact the ball just wouldn't go through the basket.
Yeah, we really did a nice job on them defensively. I felt like we held them to 37% shooting for the game, which you're holding a D1 team to 37% shooting. You're doing a nice job. I think they were 30% in the first quarter, 32% in the second quarter, and like 36 in the third, and it got away from us a little bit in the fourth, but, you know, shots just wouldn't fall on the offensive end. You hold them to 66 points, you think you're going to have a chance, but you got to be able to score it. They're a long, athletic team, and they did a nice job last night.
One of the cool things is you have a couple of your players coming back that hadn't started the season, and Murphy's one of them that I thought played pretty well last night, and she's kind of used to playing at that level, isn't she?
Yeah, no question at all. She's played at the Division I level before. She's used to the physicality of it, and she did a great job last night. I really thought she came in and is big, and she just keeps getting better and better game by game. It's nice to see that her injuries are getting better. We're being able to play her more minutes, and she's going to do nothing but improve as the year goes on.
Yeah, the other one that I thought played well last night for you is out of Belt, Montana, and she's a young freshman in Pemberton.
Oh, yeah. Pimperton played a little bit fearless last night. It was fun to see her play. She hit some big shots. She got to the rim a couple times, and she's just getting better and better. I thought she had probably the best week of practice of all of our girls this week. So it wasn't really surprising to us when she got in the game and was able to do some things, because it carried over from how she did in practice all week long. She comes every day ready to play and ready to compete, and it was nice to see her get out there and see the fruits of her work come together for her.
Good morning, Bill. Scott here, and I want to ask you about your backcourt. Emily Maldonado is a new player who's done well in the preseason, and of course Steph McDonough is a veteran player who's coming off some fantastic efforts. What would you say about your backcourt and how you hope it leads the team this year?
You know, we're really thrilled with the backcourt and what we got. I think Emily is going to be, by the time it's all said and done, one of the best point guards in the conference, I think, this year. She's continuing to develop every day and really work on her skills individually. She can really shoot and score the basketball and has the ability to get by anybody in the open court. Last night, she put up 17 shots last night, and a bunch of them didn't go in, but she probably had 8 or 9 shots rim on her last night, and she was able to get into the lane pretty much at will last night. So that was a really good sign for us. She can handle the ball really well. And, of course, Stevie McDonough's an All-American, and she had some big performances. She started out the season a little slow for us, didn't have to do some scoring early in the season when we had, some of those first games were a little bit easier. And then when we needed her, she steps up. She gets 35, a career high, and then we have a tough game against San Diego Christian. We get down, and she has to come back and leads us with 35 and just does a great job at making sure she puts us on her back and carries us. So, you know, with those two in the backcourt, we're really strong. I think we're as good as anybody in the frontier.
Now, Kirsten Pimperton, as you mentioned earlier, of course, she's got quite a pedigree of winning over there at Belt. She's won volleyball state championships, basketball state championships, and she's a pretty good three-point sniper. Would you expect that she'll play a larger role moving forward on your team, Bill?
Yeah, she just continues to get better and better every day in practice. You know, she's going to play a role on our team for us. She's still young, but she does a great job, and she's working so hard. I would think she's going to continue to just grow and progress as a player. You know, we're going to get Jenna Randich back too. She has a sprained ankle, and Jenna was freshman of the year last year in the Frontier. So we still got some pieces coming back that are going to help us. I think we probably have more depth at the guard position than I've ever had. You know, Kirsten, with the winning she brings and her ability to be able to shoot the basketball, her ball handling is getting better and better. She had a great workout this morning and just really got in here and got better again today. She's going to be a big piece. But I just, you know, when you get somebody from a program like Belt, where Jeff Graham does a great job over there, and we get a winner and somebody's used to winning and the mentality of we got to work hard to win, you know, you can't put a price on that. I mean, and she's just a great kid. So, you know, she's going to have a great career, I think, at UP.
Well, you're off to such a fantastic start, 7-0 in games that count. And now you're going to go down to this tournament in Tennessee. Of course, the same thing happened a year ago. You were off to a great start, Bill, and played very well down there. And then kind of ran out of steam when the Frontier Conference schedule came about. Are you worried about this a similar scenario playing out, or have you made any adjustments to ensure that your team is real fresh in January and February?
You know, really, a lot of what happened to us last year, we had some injuries kind of catch up with us last year, and nagging injuries that just would not go away. With Tristan coming in a little bit later in the year, I mean, she's only played in the last couple games. Steph was taking it easier in those first games where we didn't really need to rely on her and put a big load on her. And now when we start to need her, she's stepping in and stepping up. And Jenna has been out, so, you know, she's going to be fresh when she comes back. Plus, the big adjustment I think we made, Scott, was, you know, we have Kirsten Pimperton, we have Brittany White, we have Ellie Teske, we have Aaron Malcolm. You know, we have a number of girls coming off the bench for us right now that can play minutes and get in there and compete, where we're just a lot deeper. This is really a big recruiting class for us. So the biggest thing I think I learned is we just, you know, we need to do a better job at our depth. and being able to play some more people. And if injuries happen, we're going to be able to put somebody in there that's capable and will be able to carry us through those. So I feel a lot more confident in our team this year than I did last year at this time, just because of the injury situation and how much depth we have.
Bill, give us a little primer on the Frontier Conference women's basketball race. Of course, Lewis-Clark State has been a perennial power. Which teams do you expect to really contend for the title?
You know, LC State, obviously, defending champs. They lost four of their five starters to graduation, so they're going to be a younger team. But of course, they're reloaded. They've already lost one game. They lost to Eastern Oregon this year, and they show some cracks in their armor a little bit just because of their youth. But by the time conference comes around, he's going to have them up and running. So they probably got to be the favorite. You know, Northern is always good. Again, he lost Natalie Papel. Probably one of the best players, if not the best player in the Frontier last year. And Natalie had a great career up there and just been a great player from Butte. But he had a good recruiting class. And, you know, Chris does a good job up there, so I think they'll be in the mix. And Carroll beat Boise State, you know, so you can't discount right. Carroll and what they're doing. They're undefeated. They went over there. They played the Grizzlies close. I think they lost to them by six or eight or something. And then they go down and beat Boise State, who was picked to win. So you got to know Carroll is going to be good, even though they lost Cassie Hashley for the year. You know, they're still going to be really strong. And I would expect those teams to be in there. And then I think we're going to be in the mix. I really do. I think we have a real good chance with our talent and our depth. If our young girls can play at the level we need to, I think we definitely have a chance to be in that top group. But the Frontier is really from top to bottom. Rocky is solid and good, and it's going to go to the national tournament because they have the automatic bid. Tech is undefeated at 7-0 to start the year and look really good. They were leading the Bobcats at halftime, and then the Bobcats got the better of them in the second half by quite a bit. But Tech is good also. So, you know, you got Western, who's going to be great with Brianna King from Spokane Falls Community College. I think they have a chance to be in the top mix also, even though they lost a bunch. The Frontier really has seven teams that could play at the national level, I think.
Those Coverdale Twins of Fairfield are still playing out there at Montana Tech, doing a great job.
You haven't even mentioned that. I was going to say, Coach, you haven't even talked about Parker yet. You haven't talked about Cali. You haven't really mentioned so much about even Sydney that is playing well for you. So you are deep this year, aren't you?
Yeah, the depth has been great. You know, Parker and Emily are probably going to both be candidates for Freshman of the Year in the league, I would think. Parker is a great post player in there. She's getting better and better every day. She's had some really big games for us. I think she's been Player of the Week once already. And Steph's been Player of the Week twice, I think. And it's just been great to see those younger kids. And Callie Wilson, you know, this is her best year so far yet, and I expect her to continue to grow. She is extremely healthy, where last year she was not healthy all through conference. You know, we had Jenna with a dinged-up knee. We had Callie with her back that wasn't good. Hopefully both of those are going to be healthy going through conference, and that just makes a big difference. I tell you, Scott, I do love those Coverdale twins from Fairfield. Great, two great girls who are competitors, and you know they're going to try and lead the way. They definitely know how to win. So, you know, that's going to make Tech, you know, somebody to definitely watch out for, too.
I was going to say, talk about your assistant coaches, because Crystal Smith, of course, one of your assistants, has been by your side a long time. And then you've got an assistant that came in that is an All-American, has played for you for a number of years. She has been there, and she brings that experience to be able to associate with the young kids and, of course, the seniors here in this program to kind of understand how to get through this long grind.
Yeah, Erin knows what it's all about, and it's nice to get her back. And she's just great with the girls, and she knows what it takes to win, honestly. That's another thing. We really want to surround ourselves with people who know how to win and have been through the grind before and know what it takes to get there and the work ethic. And then she's going to be able to show our young point guard, Emily. And I think Emily really looks up to Erin and understands that Erin can really help her get to where she wants to be and the level, and that's really been great. And Crystal, you know, I can't tell you, I love our staff. You know, Crystal Smith does a great job. Those girls work with the individuals. They get in here, take care of all the little things and the dirty work, and do the player development stuff every day and work hard to make our players better. I'm really fortunate to have, you know, a great staff.
Of course, you're talking about Erin Legal. And, Bill, we wish you all the best, and we'll be following you throughout this winter. And thank you for joining our show this morning.
All right. Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it.
That is Bill Himmelberg. Of course, he is the coach for the University of Providence with the name change and everything that is going on, and it is a long grind as they work their way through the Frontier Conference. Of course, we'll continue to follow them. Most of those games will be here on KINX 102.7 FM. We'll wrap it up in just a moment right here as we continue a sports chat on KINX 102.7 FM, brought to you by ProBuild and the Sting Family Restaurant.
Are you ready for some football?
The Montana Battle is here. Cancer Grizz fans, you are invited to attend the original 17th annual tailgate party at the Sting Sports Bar in Great Falls. This original party will have beer, burgers, and brats. The fun will start at 10 o'clock, and the proceeds will help out. Will be donated in memory of Kenny Z to the Great Falls Clinic Legacy Foundation. Come, join the fun. Cat Grizz original tailgate party is happening Saturday, November 18th at the Sting Sports Bar in Great Falls. Summer is fastly coming to an end, and fall and old man winter are just around the corner. Are you ready? Time is now to stop in a ProBuild in Great Falls for all your preparational needs. Insulation to a fresh coat of paint, you can get it all at ProBuild. And as you may know, ProBuild is the nation's largest supplier of building materials for home, buildings, professional, and contract building. Building products, supplies, tools, and more. ProBuild of Great Falls. From start to finish, ProBuild has it.
Hotchkiss Seed is your professional seedsman who know farming. We'd like to wish you and your family a safe and bountiful harvest. With crops filling up the bins, it moves us closer and closer to yet another winter wheat season in the not-so-distant future. We've got your winter wheat needs covered. Clearstone, Brawl, Judy, Warhorse, Kelvin, Monument, 503, Saturn Winter Barley, and Willow Creek. Give us a call to discuss your seed needs. Hotchkiss Seed, 466-5553.
Hello, friends. It's time for the Commodity Opener Report on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Lane Nordlund. And starting things out this morning in the cattle complex, though generally quiet, the cash cattle trade yesterday did report a few lower deals in parts of Nebraska. Live sales were at $119, $3 to $4 lower than last week's weighted average. Such isolated bits of business may have been tied to basis opportunities, and we should see more of that trend develop here today with the online Fed Cattle Exchange, but we are expecting those prices to be softer from last week's cash cattle numbers. And this morning, the cattle complex opened lower, pressured by follow-through selling and technical bearishness. Feeder cattle in November currently 20 points higher at 157.82, but the January down 77 cents at 153.12. Live cattle are mixed. The December's 15 points higher at 119.65, while the February, it's down 32 cents at 124.82.
Hi, this is Michelle Jones, chairman of the 2017 Montana Grain Growers Association Convention and Trade Show, inviting you to join me in Great Falls on November 28th through 30th. We've booked a diverse lineup of speakers this year who will address topics including farm transitions, world markets, ag policy, research, alternative crops, milling and processing, the public image of agriculture and engaging with consumers, and so much more. Visit mgga.org for a full agenda and to register.
I've really always been interested in a career in healthcare. I even started taking classes, but I had to stop to take care of my family. The thought of going back to school was scary for me, but the Healthcare Montana program helped me redefine my goals and find a distance learning course. The program even took some of my existing credits. Now I'm working on my licensed practical nursing degree, and I can do it without having to relocate to a larger city.
Visit healthcaremontana.org. Healthcare Montana, creating access to rural education and employment.
Here at midweek, the wheat markets are finding themselves in the red. After the opening bell, December Chicago wheat started the day 2 cents lower, sticking to its up-down script in November, while prices aren't going anywhere. Barring some surprise, which could happen, it is difficult to imagine what could significantly change wheat prices this winter, as the world's major exporters are all flush with supplies. Prices this morning in the Kansas City December contract down 2.5 cents at 425, while the March down 2.25 at 443. Minneapolis December down 2.25 at 626, while the March is down 1.75 at 641. Chicago December down 2.75 at 425. And those are your opening prices. I'm Lane Nordlund, Northern Ag Network.
We continue with Sports Chat this morning right here on KNX 102.7 FM. Thanks for joining us. Thank you so much for our friends at ProBuild. Of course, from start to finish, ProBuild has it, and the Sting Family Restaurant and Casino here in Great Falls, where they invite you in this weekend for that tailgate party that is going on, and looking forward to that. Scott, as we talk about it and kind of start wrapping up today, now next week is Thanksgiving, and so we'll spend some time. You'll have a chance to stay with Mom. And, yeah, are you cooking? Or?
No,
you're not the cook, so Mom will take care of that.
But yeah, our show will take a little vacation next week. We'll be back in 2 weeks, Sarge. And
yeah.
Just wanted to mention that tomorrow in our newspaper, we're going to have extensive coverage of the Shelby Coyotes as they get ready to play in the state championship football game again. We'll also have some special coverage of the Cat Grizz game in tomorrow's paper, and we'll have all kinds of coverage of this weekend of that, of all the state championship games and the Cat Grizz. And then next Thursday on Thanksgiving, it's our largest newspaper of the year, and we're going to have all kinds of features and material in there that we think folks throughout the Golden Triangle will enjoy.
And look forward to Bill Slonin, because he's going to be in there as well, as you'll continue to do a story with him.
So. Bill will be my guest guesser tomorrow when we pick the winners, the great We Pick the Winners feature that we have each week in the fall.
And also want to remind folks that you guys pick an athlete of the week each and every week. Folks can vote on that online, of course. And then at the end of the year, we get to come together and bring them all into Great Falls and have a little celebration.
Right. Tomorrow's paper, we'll have little features about this week's winners of the athletes of the week. Normally, it'd be on Thursday. This week, we moved it back a bit with the news that Willie Payette stepped down as a CMR girls soccer coach, and mm-hmm. wanted to feature that a little bit. And anyway, all the athletes that are nominated for that athlete of the week award, which is an online voting process throughout the school year, will be invited to our special spring sports awards banquet here in Great Falls that you and I kind of have a big deal to do with hosting, and we'll have a very, very special guest that we'll be announcing in the coming months who will be our special featured speaker.
Always a great time, and we do hope that you come and get involved in that. I want to say thank you to Bill Salonen, of course, coming in here this morning. He is one of the greats. He and, of course, his family, Brian and Brad, we had talked about this morning, and his brother Wes, and it was great to get some of his knowledge and get that actually on audio for future. And thank you to Phyllis for coming in. Mom is here and was kind of one of our special guests, just sitting in and just kind of taking it all in today.
That's right, and she's an expert. We could have got her on, Sarge, but, yeah. You know, Bill Salonen's a great man, and, his older brother Wes, you know, who was killed playing football for Montana Tech. Yeah, you know, he made it through the war unscathed, World War II, and then he goes and plays football. And what a tragedy for that family. But yeah. Bill's a great ambassador for sports in our whole state, and I'm very, very glad that he was able to join us this morning.
And also thank you to Bill Himmelberg with University of Providence. Of course, Randy Bogdan will actually be courtside to bring you the play-by-play of that coming up this weekend, and then they will take off and go to Tennessee. We've got guys and girls games coming in as well. Thank you so much to our friends at the Sting Family Restaurant. Of course, they invite you in for the big gathering this weekend, as they will have a tailgate party going on there. And of course, ProBuild in Great Falls from start to finish. ProBuild has it. That wraps up Sports Chat this morning right here on KNX 102.7 FM. Voices of Montana coming your way in just a moment, as we bring you all the action and all the information you need with local, regional, statewide coverage. It's KNX 102.7 FM.
Nothing on our local picking palace. It's located right on Smelter Avenue in Black Eagle. Toby's Arcus finds so extraordinary, you won't want to tell your friends. You'll want to keep this trove of treasure all to yourself.